This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many more younger workers than older ones want to jump ship from their traditional jobs and become self-employed. About two-thirds of millennials want to go off and start their own business, compared to fewer than half of workers 35 and older. The data is from the Harris Poll and Creative Live, an online education company. That's what younger workers are telling pollsters. So why aren't more younger people entrepreneurs? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our story.
This week, the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship brought a bevy of bright young entrepreneurs to Washington. They started businesses in high school. Here's a few pitches.
Most people don't have the budget of a McDonald's or a Folgers. That's why I created SuperbTune, a jingle production company that tends to the young entrepreneur and growing businesses.
My business is JJ New World. It's a software developer company. We have created a game called Better Than History. Allows players to step into the shoes of historical figures so they can answer the timeless question, what if we could change the past?
Pretty cool. That was Annie Nerschel, Stamford, Connecticut, and Juan Ramos of Dallas. Interest in studying entrepreneurship is growing, says Dane Stangler at the Kauffman Foundation. But young people aren't as likely to actually launch startups as older people, and their rate of entrepreneurship has fallen recently.
No matter how badly you want to be an entrepreneur, no matter how low the cost of starting certain kinds of companies, if you come out of school with $60,000 in debt, entrepreneurship may not be as attractive an option.
I visited the University of Portland. It has a strong entrepreneurship program and gathered a bunch of seniors to find out what they think.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
None of us want to be living in a cardboard box after we graduate just to be able to pursue whatever we would like to pursue.
Poli-sci major Eileen Kannengeiser isn't sure she wants to risk entrepreneurship, but history major Danielle Knott is jumping in.
I have a receptionist job, but I'm also starting a feminist food magazine, and I definitely identify more as an entrepreneur.
Marketing major Alex Gatewood.
Being an entrepreneur has kind of become our generation's professional athlete or musician. You know exactly who Mark Zuckerberg is, but what it takes to actually be that person when it comes to paying the bills, those things just fall on the wayside.
This may be the generation that knows the most about entrepreneurs, but doesn't have the wherewithal to actually join their ranks. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.